It's a fantastic place to be, and it's exciting, I suppose, a couple of weeks to look forward to. But, when you look back now, even you had a week to look back, you know, it's going to be nothing unless you come away with a very good performance. And a couple of Sundays' time, that's the main one. And that's all their focuses and energies are, I suppose, channeled to now at the moment. It's just really trying to get a performance in this game in the All-Ireland final, because, as I say, the results and the performances thus far will count for, I suppose, jack all unless we do that.
Is there any time over the last 4 years, you know, three Ulsters, one All-Ireland and in another final, even in the last week or so, that you've pinched yourself and says, really, you know, this is dreamland?
No, probably not, to be quite honest. I suppose it's kind of been a whirlwind 4 years for everyone. We were just chatting about it nearly coming back in the bus from Dublin the last day. You know, it's hard to believe it's 4 years, number one, but we as a group and even as an individual, you try to stay in the present, because the moment you start reflecting too much, you know, yes, we reflect on our previous game, but that's about as far as it goes in terms of going back and reflecting on our previous season or couple of seasons ago. You end up spending up too much time. You live in the present, you play the hand that's dealt to you, and you just keep moving forward week on week, game on game, and that's where we're in. And that's probably one of the reasons the 4 years has absolutely flown.
Looking back on the year and reflecting on it, really progress has been steady, hasn't it?
Aye, fairly so. You know, we came back and we realised we needed to get the bodies, every man's bodies, into shape, you know, in a more gradual way, and thanks to God we did that. In doing so, we brought a couple of players along with us too, and everybody, you know, was out in the training pitch, the fellas that maybe were injured last year, and at the same time then we had players, I suppose, brought through, you know, younger players who maybe didn't have much experience, and, you know, we're really seeing the benefits of that now, I suppose, when we're getting into Croke Park, and you see the likes of the performance of the Oran McNeilises, the Ryan McHughes, the Dara O'Connors, and you're seeing these fellas coming on and not only just filling gaps and playing minutes, they're making massive contributions to things. So, as I say, that, I think, has been as a result of the kind of steady progression throughout the whole year.
Was there ever a case of maybe being happy with gaining promotion back up to Division 1 and winning a third Ulster?
No, not with this group, no, definitely not. As I say, yes, it was a fantastic achievement. Yes, we were delighted with it, but once you, as a footballer, as an inter-county player, we know, I suppose, the age profile of the team now, and it's very, very healthy, and I suppose you look at the players with a lot of experience under the belt to know themselves when they get their opportunity to play in an All-Ireland quarter-final. Once we got it through Ulster, it was a massive opportunity that you couldn't really turn down. I suppose the attitude and the character and the training, the intensity and training since then has been absolutely massive.
Looking on the performances, I suppose the standout one is against Dublin in the semi-final. Most people saying it's probably the best ever. Is it the best ever from this team?
Again, probably just had no time to really reflect on it and really trying to come across as many performances as we can. If you were to ask me that question after 20 minutes of the game, I would be giving you a totally different answer.
Were you worried after 20 minutes?
Worried.
Or concerned?
I don't know. Worried was the answer. It was just, I suppose, the big thing is we were just really trying to get a foothold in the game. Concern probably wasn't the word either. It was more just a real hunger to try and get a foothold in the game and try and get scores in the game. So we had a great belief that we could still do that and carry on to do that. And once we did that, I suppose, in the latter period of the first half, we kind of got into the dressing room at half time with one up, and it was a major boost, you know. So, as I say, it was fantastic to be able to do that. But again, you know, kicking on in the second half was a major one, you know.
And can you tell us all these stories coming out about Jim predicting that you might go 8 points down? You know, don't worry, even if you go 9 or 10 points down, you have it well within your capabilities. Are they all true?
Well, like you said it yourself, they're all stories, you know. They're all stories. Like, I mean, there's so many stories. If we believed them all, we'd be writing a serious amount of books now.
Anyway, on to the final, Kerry.
Again, you know, you're out the backyard and kicking ball as a young fella. You're around the local club. You're always playing with Donegal, and you're always playing against Kerry. You're always a Kerry player. Maybe in another day, we all have our favourite Kerry players who we want to be. You know, and as I say, they're absolute massive side. This year, you know, they've really brought an unbelievable brand of football where they're, you know, they've a hugely phenomenal defence, and suppose going forward, you know, their attacking prowess is only there to be seen, and as I say, to have the amount of attacking players that they have with serious capabilities is going to be a massive challenge for us.
Well, you saw them against Mayo, you saw the two games, what did you make of them?
Aye, massively impressive, you know, they brought a great physicality to the game, you know, and great commitment, great, just a typical, I suppose, nothing which you would ex- nothing different than you would expect from a Kerry team. You
some
know.
Say they were a little bit more physical than maybe normal.
I wouldn't say that. Now, any of the teams, I suppose, you've always watched or I've always come across have always been like that. As I say, their forwards have always, you know, been able to kick with both feet and they're able to score and they're always a threat. They're always a threat to be creative too. You look and their forwards show no different, you know. Say two absolute colossals in the middle of the field who are able to do it both ways, are able to defend and at the same time, you know, they're dynamic going forward, and then at the other end of the field, you know, they've taken tough defenders who are well able to tack up the pitch of the ball and get their scores, you know, so say they have it all, and they've proven that, you know, we know how good a side Mayo are, and they prove that, I suppose Kerry men proved that, you know, in the semi.
Chat maybe that maybe they're maybe not as strong in defence as maybe Dublin or even Armagh.
I wouldn't say that now. It's from the way they defended in both games and the way they defended throughout the whole Munster Championship and even into through the quarter finals. I was massively impressed with their defence, and as I say, I was massively, you know, impressed with all facets of the game. You know,
you've already played them 2012 and beat them. I think there's about 13 of that Donegal team still around. I was just counting, I think 7 or 8 of the Kerry team. So for a change, Donegal are going in maybe more experienced than Kerry. Do you agree?
Experienced, I don't know. I mean, you have to look at Marcus Sheik here and Donoghue. You know, even the likes of Brian Sheehan, Declan O'Sullivan, you know, you can name out so many of them, you know, who have massive big-time game experience, more experience than any of us, I suppose, put together have, you know, and as I say, it's going to be a completely, totally different game. 2012 is not going to have any effect on any of the two teams' psyche.
Of course, the other side is they might be out to get one back.
Yeah, come here, that could be the case, but I'm just saying, I suppose it'll be a totally different game, like the way people were saying that the Dublin game was going to be something similar, you know, it is never going to be the case. Two teams have evolved, systems have evolved, managements have changed, you know, that's the way it is, you know, so as I say, it's going to be totally different.
Looking forward to the day itself, leading out Donegal, big, big day for you.
Aye, big day surely, but come here, they're all big days, you know, every single one of them are massive days. Any chance, whether it's a McKenna Cup game in the first round of the National League, or whether it's the first round of the Ulster Championship, or whether it's an All-Ireland final, they're huge days, and that's, I suppose, something as us as a team have always really, really taken in our stride. There's always a performance to be trying nailed, you know, we always try and nail a performance, whether it's a McKenna Cup game, as I say, or it's an All-Ireland final. If you do that, you know, sometimes then you're within a better opportunity then to nail the result. You know, sometimes everybody can go up the road, I suppose, trying to seek out a result and trying to get a one, but I suppose the best way for us to try and do that is to stay in the process, and that's our process is trying to get a good performance, you know.
In 2012, you beat Kerry, you beat Cork, you beat Mayo in the final. Two of the three big powers. You beat Dublin this year. Really would cap it now, would you, if you went on and added the second one by beating Kerry again?
Aye, it'd be nice, but you know, these things don't tend to be as easy as the nice ring to it does when you're saying it out, you know. So as I say, you know, it's a huge game. Yes, it'd be fantastic to be able to do it. It'd be fantastic for the whole county. The county's really come out in massive support here today at an open day, and also, you know, I suppose they come out in massive support up the last day in Croke Park. It was absolutely phenomenal to be able to see. But, you know, to be quite honest, that's where it's at. There's a nice ring to it, and to say it's going to be an absolute colossal couple of weeks for us to prepare for that now. I'm really looking forward to getting the teeth into it, like we have done this week already, and just getting the teeth under the 70 minutes.
And tell me, those games out the back of Murphy's Garden many years ago as a young boy, was any of them All-Ireland?
I'd say the whole lot for Ireland. You know, if you're sitting down to write your Irish essay at school, or you're sitting down to write your English essay, it was always about the All-Ireland final day. So, yeah, that was always the case. It was always, you're always playing with Donegal and you're always playing against Kerry. So.
And how did those games go? Did you always win?
We'll see. They always tended to be quite favourable. But as I say, if they were as easy as I suppose an essay was, or a kick in the score out the back of your house was, then we'll be in a good position. But I've got a feeling it won't be that easy, you know.